tropical depression Imelda, pretty much one of the biggest stories, obviously, in our Houston area, if you're listening on new Radio 992.1, but also just in general around the country. This thing is terrible. Severe flash flooding hit parts of East Texas yesterday as the center of tropical depression Imelda hit close to H-Town. At least two people are dead. That's the latest that we have. One guy got electrocuted trying to take his horse to a different area. That's one thing you have to worry about. That water rising is the actual electricity hitting it.
Yeah.
And then another guy in his van tried, I think, drive through, and they tried to get him out, but he died kind of from drowning, going into the water. So just please turn around. Don't drown. Be careful out there. Let's see what else. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood emergency warning for several counties. Officials reported a combination of at least 1,000. Let me say it again, 1,000 high water rescues and evacuations to get people to shelter. So we've been mentioning it already, but it has to be said. Thank you to the brave men and women, the first responders, everybody out there, police, firefighters, EMS, paramedics, anybody else I'm missing that is helping other people out. It's so amazing.
It absolutely is. Again, you can text STORM, STORM, to 60796 for updates.
Yeah,
and we have everything at RadioNowHouston.com if you're listening to us in Houston.
And if you want to call in, something that we need to know about, or you want to share, or maybe your experience, we'd love to hear from you. 833-563-2539. As you mentioned, 1,000 high water rescues, trying to get people to shelter. Hundreds of cars. That's a big thing now. We're still left on the freeway in Houston because the water is starting to recede, but it may not be gone for a lot of people until the weekend is here and over with. Some of the county's 4.7 million residents, which include the Houston area, might not see that water go down till at least this weekend. As Mackenzie mentioned, STORM, STORM, is what you want to text to 60796 for any updates on that. You know what was supposed to happen today, guys? Big thing was supposed to happen today, but I've heard nothing about it. Storming Area 51 to see them aliens.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a storm that, well, I guess nothing happened. So it's supposed to happen at 3 o'clock this morning. So if it does, we'll keep you updated. I got really excited because you know there's something there, right? There has to be some secrets hidden, right?
I mean, it's all over the place. The FBI, they didn't call them quote-unquote aliens, but they're calling them life.
And you guys, it was 3 a.m., but are we sure that wasn't Western time?
Yeah.
But Pacific time?
But I'm saying it is now that time now.
3:45, so maybe they're storming it right now.
Oh, yeah. Live?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay, then we might have to do another update. We'll find out about that. I love this church's sense of humor. An Ohio church sign has gone viral for calling out thieves who stole the building's air conditioning unit. The sign read, "Whoever stole our AC unit, keep it. It's hot where you're going." Church officials said the $3,500 unit was installed just a few days before being stolen. The pastor did say the message isn't meant to be taken literally, and they're hoping the thieves will come back and seek forgiveness. No one's been arrested at this time. How do you steal from a church?
Exactly.
You shouldn't steal anyways, but from the Lord's house?
I mean, you just have it coming to you. Karma. Hello.
And I didn't mean to offend Pork Chip on this one, but I assumed most people don't like to get D-pics, at least unsolicited. A web developer asked men to send her D-pics in order to build a filter that recognizes a man's junk to blur them out. The 28-year-old woman co-created this artificial intelligent filter she claims is capable of preventing over 95% of sexually explicit image from reaching your inbox. To test the filter, she solicited pictures of men's junk and got, hundreds of volunteers. Imagine that for the trial account. And apparently it's pretty accurate. Mackenzie, whether it was a free thing or paid, would you want that? Because you get D-pics every day.
Yes, yeah, I do. And I don't know why. And I never respond. And the hilarious thing is, what when a man sends that, what do they really think they're gonna get back?
I don't know. Maybe some women like that. Liv, do you get D-pics every day?
No, I don't.
All right, Jewel Daddy, step it up. All right, Pork Chop, you're saying you want them or don't want them?
You have the grinder clip.
Oh gosh, for you?
I mean, I get them. I don't want them. I don't like unsolicited.
Ew. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, awkward transition, but as I wrap up Joe's Need to Know News, maybe you'll celebrate later tonight, is National Pepperoni Pizza Night.
Yay!
So get you some big pepperoni.
We made some really good garlic bread yesterday. It was delicious. I want pizza.
Oh, that sounds so good. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at RadioNowIndy.com or RadioNowHouston.com. Who's ready for Song of the Day?
Let's do it.
All right. Today, it's all about the tattoos. Your artist has to have a tattoo. If they do, then you can pick a song. We'll do Song of the Day coming up after Post Malone. I think he's got a tattoo. I don't know.